Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back with the Beach and Company of Sandy Beach. Don Cherry, is it better with him or without him in Canadian television covering hockey? I assume from, at least from our vantage point, it's a lot better with him because he has a lot of people who are standing up for him in the various aspects of the show, especially in Facebook. A ton in Facebook and three-quarters of a ton in Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And apparently the rub was when he referred to some people who may not have the same feeling about the Canadian war dead and commemorating them as he does, as those people. And now I want to give you an example of how I think it's misplaced to be angry at him to use that. Let's take immigration, okay? Legal immigration in the United States, I have no problem with it all. Open the gates, let them get in line and fill out the forms and become a naturalized citizen. I'm very much in favor of that, okay? The immigrants that don't do it legally, that are here illegally, that sneak into the country, I have a big problem with that. And that's basically what he was saying, all right? I don't think I should have to stand here in front of a microphone and pretend that I'm thrilled with people breaking our law by the tens of thousands, because I'm not. And I've said that all along. But regular immigration, my grandfather's, my grandmother from the Italian side and my grandfather and my grandmother from the Finnish side were all immigrants. They were all immigrants. Every one of my grandparents were immigrants. Some half of them from from Italy, and half of them from Finland. But if I say I'm not thrilled with those people, and I'm referring to the illegals, which we do all the time, are you telling me the standards are that different in Canadian broadcasting than they are in American broadcasting? That's what gets me. Do you guys understand that? That it seems to me like we do that all the time with no harm, no foul, and we're not prejudiced, and we're not racist. We're just explaining who's who.
I guess illegal is not PC.
They don't like illegal at all. No, they don't like illegal. You can be illegal. They don't want you to call them illegal. That's right. The problem.
I don't see what is racist or what is wrong with saying to anybody who reaps the benefits of what the military has done here in America or there in Canada by saying, honor the vets. That's all he was saying. He was pretty much saying, you benefit from being in this country. Honor the vets. Yeah, that's all it is.
And he was very persuasive. Sounded like he was on the verge of breaking up. We really obviously cared.
You know, you could probably make a point, and we've done this in the past, that we don't want politics brought into sports. But what he said, there was nothing wrong with it. If you want to make an argument, I wish he didn't talk about that. Focus on hockey. All right, you have a beef there, but to, it's not PC garbage.
If they had told him before, we only want hockey. You can say what you want, but it's got to be hockey. And then he said that. All right, that's a slap on the wrist. But there's no indication that that happened. If it did, he certainly didn't let on that it had. All right, Miss, we're getting a lot of comment on this. Not a lot on the telephone. People apparently would rather Facebook or text it. On the Facebook page, what do you got, Beamer?
We will go with Lori, who said, it's a shame that somebody as prominent as Don Cherry can't simply say, hey, wear a poppy for a day and honor the people who sacrificed their life so you can complain about Don Cherry asking you to wear a poppy.
Here's one on my text board here. The real man will soon be as extinct in Canada as they are in the Democratic Party. How about that? Just another example of the unhinged liberal morons silencing Cherry with their tolerance. I would say with their intolerance, yes.
I'm going to agree with the, with those who have been saying that. They were just looking for a reason to get rid of him. He's been a lightning rod for many years, and now they finally said, okay, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. He's gone.
Well, one of the quotes I heard during the morning news was somebody quoted as saying, we get too many complaints. We get too many complaints. We're tired of it. That's a broadcaster? Are you kidding me? That's a broadcaster. And somebody with some authority, obviously, if they fired somebody of that high profile. Complaints and broadcasting go hand in hand. Disney gets complaints, I'm sure. Everybody gets complaints. High acceptance, high rejection. If you got a lot of people that like you, you're going to have a lot of people that don't like you. Take the thing you think is out of the realm of being relegated to negative commentary. And you'll find that there's a lot of people that will say negative things about it. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. People are contrarian. They don't. If a lot of people like it, no matter what it is, whether it's a sport, whether it's a game, whether it's a comedy, does not matter. There'll be a lot that don't. Simply, they don't want to be in with the group. They want to be out by themselves. They're more individual. They have their own different opinion that hardly anybody else shares, but it's their opinion. So that goes on all the time. Now, I can't think that Canadian broadcasting would be much different. There are times that I wish I was on Canadian radio for one day. Today would be the day. Believe me, they'd have me at the border throwing me over the security barrier. I wish I was there today, but no. I will be back with more. With Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm not whining about it. I'm just telling you that that's the way I feel. And I still feel that everybody in this country that likes our way of life, these beautiful people, gave their lives in their 20s and in their teens for our way of life. They should wear a poppy. And if that's offensive, then there's nothing I can do about it. That's the way I feel, and I'm not changing, and I don't regret a thing.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, man. We love Don Cherry like you love David Bellavia. Cherry's a great Canadian. Canadian Forces love him. I'm a veteran. He can't do enough for veterans, and I'm from a smaller town. Toronto is a lot like New York City. Those people in Toronto are telling the rest of Canadians how to live. You go to the smaller town, just like smaller town USA, everybody's wearing a poppy. People respect the veterans.
We have some clips of him talking about veterans. It's very emotional. It's very moving. I can't believe the eggheads who are his bosses would find that this is a guy they don't want on the air. I think he sounds like a gem to me.
Well, look at the boss we have in Canada now. I mean,
he goes to parties in blackface, and he's still in office.
Don Cherry could be prime minister of this country if he wanted to, but he has all the friends he needs, I think. So he speaks the truth. Most Canadians we're not like the Yanks. You Yanks are very loud, boisterous, very proud of your country, as you should be. We tend to be a little bit quieter in our patriotism. I like the Yanks. They're great people. I don't want to become an American. I'm proud to have been born a British subject and Canadian. But we're proud, but we're a little bit quieter about it. So the smaller towns, everybody's wearing a poppy. We love Don Cherry.
Well, I'm glad to hear you stand up for him. Thank you very much, Ron. Appreciate the call. Very, very nice. That's a vote of confidence from a true Canadian. All right, Mr. Beamer, how about another? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
You guys having a party in there?
No, I saw something funny. I'll let you guys know at the break.
Oh, that's always good when we can't do it on the air. Yes, go ahead.
Greg says, I don't think he singled anyone out. You people was to all types that didn't buy the poppy. Without history, we have no future. It's a nice tradition. Hopefully it keeps going.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't like Disney. I'm probably one of the few people in the world that doesn't like Disney. For what reason? I don't know. I'd have to go to a psychiatrist. But I don't. Now, there's a lot of people that do like Disney. They love Disney. They eat, sleep, and breathe Disney. They wear ears to one of the Disney parks. And I could easily refer to the group that loves Disney as you people. Does that mean I hate them? No, it means I don't like Disney. That's all it means. I mean, you got to get a grip on reality. And pardon me, if I hear the word inclusion again, I'm going to throw up. Okay? It's like that is a sacred plus simply because of the number of people from one group and the number of people from another group are included, and so it's inclusionary. Makes me sick.
So let me get this straight. If I'm coaching my kids and I refer to them as you people,
yeah,
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
As that's
yeah,
bad?
Yeah. You people miss the tackling drills. You know, you don't get it. You didn't do a good job. Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
Wow.
It's only, there'd be something wrong with that if you had a dire motive where you put everybody in the same basket. I use the example of immigrants today. As I said, I have no problem at all and never have had a problem with legal immigrants. I have a big problem with illegal immigrants. I'm not going to pretend that I don't, because I do. All right. I say follow the law. Do what our grandparents did. Get in line, fill out the paperwork, and become part of us. Then we'll welcome you. Sneaking in the country, the middle of the night, is not my idea of a good citizen.
You said illegal. I think I need to go to my safe space.
Exactly. Write it in chalk on the driveway. Let's go to Joe in East Aurora. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hey, I like the show. Hey, I was thinking that Mr. Cherry there, he was dead on. And I was thinking if he needs a job, he'd be a nice fit with Marty Barone and them guys on the talk show for the Sabres.
Well, that's a decent idea.
Yeah, my is anybody that puts down him, you know, for speaking his mind, sticking up for the veterans, I think they're missing the boat. Let him go up to the VA hospital or to a military funeral. You know, like I said, he was right. You know, you like your milk and honey. You like, like sleeping well at night when somebody's watching your, you know.
Yeah, your backside.
Or, you know, I don't understand it.
I love your idea of having him join the Sabres. In some way, shape, or form.
And he's, I never realized he was that age. You know, he's pretty sharp. And
yeah,
he's got some wild-looking outfits.
Well, you know, hockey should be fun. It's a national game in Canada, certainly. And hockey, we love hockey here. I'd love to see the Pegulas pick up the phone and give them a call.
Well, the thing is that fella knows the game, too, man. I mean, he knows, you know, like, as far as, like, offense, defense, he watches the game. He's sharp, you know.
Well, that's good, and it's another person, yourself, standing up for him. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's Joe, and from Joe, we go to Gene in Buffalo. Gene, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What do you have for us today?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I totally agree. What he did, he was right for doing it. You know, I mean, people need to understand, if, like you said earlier, and like a couple of your callers just said, if it weren't for the people watching our tails when we sleep at night, making sure we have the freedoms and rights and be able to live the way we live in this part of the hemisphere, what in the world is that? Why is everybody complaining about this, having such a fit? And why did he get fired? If he was here in America, he would have been able to sue the country.
Yeah, I can't see this happening in America. I think we would have a better understanding of what he meant.
Yeah, but then on top of that, like I said, well, see, Canada, they don't have what we have here. We have a First Amendment right of freedom of speech, okay? They don't have that up there, okay? So pretty much what they did, they figured they can get away with it because they don't really follow a full freedom of speech right. Here in the United States, if you're on American soil, you pretty much can say whatever you want as long as it's not a threat towards a person or any individual.
Yeah, don't threaten any harm. Yeah, certainly. And look at the free speech against the president. We may not like it, but we certainly have it. And a lot of that is much worse than anything Don Cherry said on a broadcast.
Agreed. You know, and I'm like I said, I totally support this guy because he had the right to say what he had to say. And as far as I'm concerned, he was right in saying it.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, Gene. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. So everybody, literally, it's very seldom where everybody agrees with our perspective on a subject. Usually you'll get some that disagree, and that's fine with us, and we understand that. But not with this. People love Don Cherry, apparently, and feel he got the shaft. He's 85 years old, so I don't think I don't think he's worried about the next 20 years.
I mean, you when you think hockey, you think first Wayne Gretzky, and then maybe second, you think Don Cherry.
Wow, that's something else. I'm a little behind the curve on this. As I said earlier, I'm not a hockey fan, so I've never seen Don Cherry, but I certainly know of Don Cherry, and I know people speak glowingly of him. And he has wild, outlandish outfits and sometimes wild, outlandish opinions. But people want to be a part of what he's doing. And now they're going to replace him probably. And how do you think the guy that replaces him is going to be? I don't think he's going to be outrageous.
Knowing that the guy next to you will throw you under the bus in a second.
That made me sick. He worked with him for 30 years. And he's apologizing for him said he should have done more. Are you kidding me? What job is worth that? What job is worth it? I know we all get a check at the end of every couple of weeks, and that's how we live on that money. But there are some things not worth doing for money. And one of them is to back off and look like a wuss and not stand up for your friend. If you're not going to stand up for your friend, what good are you? As far as I'm concerned. Okay, let's see. We got time for one more from Buzzy before the break. Mr. Beamer.
Sandy, let's go to Jeff, who says, Canada has been PC policing. Sorry, read it wrong. Canada has been PC policing long before it was popular in America. I'm not surprised. I'm only surprised Don Cherry made it this far.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the view. I feel sorry for Canada if that's the way it is. If you can't express an honest opinion and you got to watch out over your left shoulder and your right shoulder because some PC boss might not like what you said. As far as I'm concerned, you don't do the show for the boss, you do the show for the audience. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just a reminder, if a week from today you would like to be at the Hilton across from the airport and find out about the next three trips, they go from with Dan Neverth and myself on Viking, everybody's favorite river cruise and ocean cruise line. It goes from June of next year through January of 2021. And if you'd like information, the Viking people will be here. We've got a presentation going on, but you do need a ticket. It's free. But if you'd like to call 1-844-688-7477 so you can be there. And you're going to see lots of people you know there because lots of people love Viking. Dan Neverth and I will be there along with the people from Viking. All right, let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. And an interesting topic. And I'd like to kind of do it a little bit in reverse. You had brought up that Don Cherry had a co-anchor, and the co-anchor did not stand up for him. And we don't know why the co-anchor didn't support his partner. But
well, maybe he doesn't believe in what the partner believes in.
Well, I mean, that could be, but I'm going to give you a true story. I'll relate it to myself. My brother and I worked for the same employer. It was the better part of 25 years ago, and we did have to work together, although we didn't work together. We would see each other in the morning, load our trucks, leave the facility. My brother got fired. He took issue with a regulation or a change in the way that things were done, and he couldn't let it go, and he argued with the employer. And not unlike Don Cherry, the employer did offer him an alternative. He could have got spanked. He'd have got treated poorly for a little bit. He may have had to perform different job functions for a little bit, but he would have been reinstated eventually. And instead, he just could not let it go, and he was terminated. Now me, I worked with him, although I was not in the facility at the time. I used to go over the road, so I might have been in Boston, or I was up in New York City or something. And when I got back, I found out my brother was in dire straits with my boss, and in fact had a conversation with the supervision, and I was to whisper in my brother's ear, if he would just behave, this could all go away in a short period of time. He didn't behave. He got fired. I did not stand up for him in a public manner. I did not oppose my boss's point of view, and I did not comment on the circumstance. I did not want to join my brother in the unemployment line. Western New York, 25 years ago, the economy was not great. Jobs, good jobs, were very, very hard to find. And I had a good job and babies at home to feed. So I carried the message to my brother. He chose his course of action. He was terminated, and I continued my employment for 25 years. So I don't know that guy's reasoning for what he did.
Why? He wasn't required to say anything. In other words, if he's going to add to the conversation, why did he decide that it was needed? And if it was, if he really felt that way, okay, I understand that. But it doesn't help anything if you join in when you're not even asked to join in, just because you want to save your own ass, basically.
Well, you know, on the surface, I kind of agree with what you say, Sandy, but at the time that the occurrence with me occurred with my own brother, I mean, I had bills to pay, I had family to feed, I didn't have an issue with whatever the employer was trying to go forth with. It was uncomfortable. He was my brother, and it did cause a rift. We really don't get along a whole lot anymore anyway. I'm the youngest. All my siblings are older. They're elderly now.
Well, if you think about it, if you really think about it, a job is a job, okay? Some better than others, some more lucrative than others. But at the end, what do we use them for? We use them to buy bread, to go on vacation, to get a car, whatever. In the final accounting, as you're just about to go, how important is that compared to relationships with people? To me, relationships with people far outweighs that. I would like to think that I would stand up and do the right thing, even if I put myself in peril. Because you know why? Because I couldn't stand not doing it. And it doesn't make me any better or any worse than anybody else. It just makes me an individual. You can ask anybody in broadcasting that knows who I am and knows me that that's just the way I am, and that's too bad. You like it, you like it. You don't like it, you don't like it. I don't care. I'm here to do a job, and that's that. But I never sold anybody up the river.
Well, I didn't sell anybody up the river or down the river.
Or under the river.
Or under the river, yeah. Moon River.
Moon River. Where's Andy Williams when you need him?
Okay, I'm going to stand by what I did. I'm happy I conducted myself in the manner.
Sure. You're comfortable. You're a man. You're a decent guy. There's no reason not to feel comfortable. I'm just saying everybody's different. To some people, the most important thing in their life is their job. That's never been the case with me. The most important thing in my life are the people in my life.
Yeah, well, that's true. Now let's get to Don Cherry, and I'm going to bring up somebody that you're one of three men there, and I would bet you're the only one going to remember this individual. And he was very entertaining, and he was more of a gambler than he was a commentator, but he became a commentator. It was an interesting time. Bryant Gumbel was young in his career. I think Dandy Don Meredith and Howard Cosell were still teamed together. And here comes this guy, Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek Snyder.
And they put him on the NFL, ABC, NBC, CBS. I don't remember. I don't have that type of memory. And he would call the game. And he would flirt with actually handicapping the game, and people would watch. And he was funny. He had a different type of sense of humor. But make no mistake about it, he was a gambler, and he added an interesting twist. Well, what he did was he compared the anatomy of a black football player to that of the anatomy of a white football player. He made some type of reference to the fact that whites were becoming the minority in football at the time, and he gave all kinds of reasons as to why, and the public found that offensive, and even though his ratings were very, very high, he was terminated. They moved on. The formats changed. It was a thing.
But here's the problem. I remember that very distinctly. He was at a restaurant in New York City having dinner and had a few drinks, obviously. But the things he said were not offensive. They just were not to be said. That's the whole point. If he said that today, I don't think there'd be an eyebrow raised. But because it was in those times, and under those circumstances, that people said, well, that's not right. But he didn't say anything really offensive.
No, and anatomically, and with his reasoning, he was on the correct side.
If he was a doctor, there'd be no question.
There would have been no question.
Yeah.
30 years later, and it's a little more than 30 years, I believe, everything that he said came to volition. If you took a look at baseball and you took at the complexion of professional sports in general, everything that Jimmy the Greek Snyder pointed out at that time came to volition. So we are sensitive for whatever reason. I like Don Cherry. I don't disagree with what he said. However, just like social media presence in today's world, your employer can check your credit rating. Your employer can check your social media interaction. So you are entitled to all of that, and you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're also entitled to the consequences that can come because of your
action. Believe me, Dan, we know that. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Always good to talk to you. Thank you, Dan, from West Seneca. Let's take a break on News Radio 930. You guys remember that with Jimmy the Greek?
I sure do.
Yeah, it's a little before you, Buzzy, but yeah, he was in a New York restaurant, and some reporter came by and started interviewing him. He shouldn't have done the interview anyway, and he obliged him and did the interview and said what he said. As I said, if he was a doctor, it'd be no question. He could have been teaching a class, but he wasn't a doctor, and he wasn't teaching a class, and that's why he got nailed. We're back after this.
You people love you that come here, whatever it is. You love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies.
Let us go to line two. This would be John from Oshawa, Ontario. John, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy. It was worth the wait. I got a few things to say. I won't take too long. I called once before a few months ago, but this has been really on my nerves with this Don Cherry thing. In Canada right now, we are suffering through a lot of 4 years of Trudeau gender virtuing and having one of his top advisors, Gerald Butt, saying that anyone that goes against Mr. Trudeau with his immigration stuff is a Nazi. So it's been coming from the top down, and you know what happens when things flows downhill.
You're right, exactly right.
But very few people left in the media, which is why I listen to your show a lot on your channel, to be able to speak their mind and be polite, but still be able to speak their mind and say things. I took my children yesterday, my two daughters, I took them to the cenotaph in Oshawa for the Remembrance Day. Very touching, very cold, but very a remembering day of the sacrifice the men and women of this country gave for our freedom to say and feel the way we feel. What has happened is people haven't spoken about this, and this is very important. Maybe he went overboard a little bit, Don Cherry, but what it was a generational shift. He said things that a lot of people are thinking but are afraid to speak, especially people up here in the media. But here's the one point I really wanted to make. I knew when I stood there at the cenotaph at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, I knew standing there that Don Cherry already was in trouble. But what shocked me and what really shocked me was the fact, not just that his friend, the other gentleman,
McLean,
threw him under the bus to save his hide, the fact that he was fired on Remembrance Day. He was fired 3 and 4 hours after people left the cenotaphs to remember the dead, on the very day that Don Cherry looked upon as being a sacred day. A man that went to Afghanistan, a man that spends a lot of his personal time, efforts, and money to look after the veterans of this country, and to say things that our prime minister, who goes to the Aga Khan's island and gets treated like royalty, comes back and says in a social media post, we don't have any more money for the veterans. We just don't.
Oh, man.
Otter, $11 million. But we can't prosthetic leg or arm. But just to let you know before I hang up, Toronto voted 99.9% for Justin Trudeau and the Liberals. So there's your answer to why Don Cherry also got in.
Wow.
Because the CBC types and the Rogers Media types are controlled by, guess what? Who is their sponsor? Huawei, the big Chinese telecommunications company that is getting in trouble because we're holding one of their executives in a mansion in Canada. They're in a jail on a floor.
All right. We have to let you go because of the connection, but we got 99% of what you said, and it was most appreciated. Thank you very much, John. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, wow. I knew, you know, somebody had texted that Trudeau refers to people as not mankind, as people kind.
Yeah, he's not big into genders.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, really? Is this an alternate universe we're living in now?
Just like in California, you're not allowed to say manhole.
Yeah, exactly. That's even better. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for adding a little to the show. Now Don Cherry and I will be eating at Tim Hortons together. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Frank.
Once again, you know, it's pretty sad when you work with a person for over 30 years and he throws you under the bus. That he can't even be, you know, it would be, he didn't even have to say anything.
He shouldn't have said anything.
No, he could have kept his mouth shut. But no, to open up his mouth and try to be politically correct and try to satisfy the suits at the news division. And, you know, and here...
This is Lloyd's Taco, Canadian version.
Right. And I'm sitting... when I heard this, I says, you got to be kidding me. You worked with this guy for all these years, and then you turn on him like that in a flash? You got to be kidding me. But I'll tell you what, I've listened to Don Cherry for years and years just because he was on Hockey Night in Canada. And I remember when he was the coach of the Boston Bruins, and he's a personality. He always was interesting. And he was, you know, he's just a lively conversationalist. And you know, and I feel really sad for a lot of Canadians because I go to the hockey games with my son, and there's a certain guy that I've gotten to know, and he's Canadian. I think he's from the around the Toronto area, and he just despises Trudeau. And he says he's taken the Buffalo Sabres as his home team, and he can't stand. And he comes down here for all the home games. He wears Buffalo paraphernalia and everything else. He says he's taking the United States as his home country, and he's a former police officer from up in the Toronto area, and he says so upset with what's happened in the Toronto, in the city of Toronto. He says it's completely changed from 25 years ago.
And that's really sad, because I've always considered Toronto to be one of the really good cities. I have to run, Frank. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. All right, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.